Devin Tingle, Paul Shivari, Dan Marver. I know we need to talk about the NFL draft. Who knows what the Bears are going to do? A new era in Bears football. I know we need to go down to the South Side and see if the White Sox are able to bounce back from what was been a crazy 10 days. The North Side, are they more what we thought they were? Are they a bad team? Or are they going to be able to make a little bit of a run after Atlanta? But before we do all that, we need to put to rest the 2021-2022 Chicago Bulls, who lose in the first round of the NBA playoffs to their division rivals, the Milwaukee Bucks, 4-1. And what was such a promising start to the NBA season for the team at the United Center, what seemed like a lot of hopeful to this team that can grow, that we can see develop throughout the season, seemed to get stifled as the season went on. A season that ended in a whimper. A team that, while didn't have a lot of expectations grew throughout the season, and they ran into a Greek buzzsaw in Milwaukee. I'll start with you, Devin. Your thoughts of the Bulls' season coming to an end in Milwaukee.
I'm torn between, like, okay, I'm glad the suffering is over, and at the same time, kind of like, I'm glad the boys did something here. I mean, we could definitely go and be like, all right, let's point out all the flaws here. This team, especially in those last three games, just forgot how to play defense. And, you know, we're just, you know, crawling to make offense there. I mean, it was literally like watching the Globetrotters versus the Generals. It was just so bad these last three games here. But we got to take a look at the positives here, too. You know, DeMar DeRozan is still very high in the MVP talks. Zach LaVine finally has some playoff experience here. If we get Caruso to stay healthy, we can maybe get a solid defense going. And I think for the first time in years, the Bulls have a solid starting five that's going to come back and start again next year here. So it's very much, if we can take these holes that we found, especially in the playoffs and even towards the end of the season here, maybe we can actually make this team a better contender in 2022-2023 and not get destroyed. And again, they went against Milwaukee. You know, they won the championship last year. So, and again, this team, that Milwaukee is still a very hot, very good team. I could see them, you know, definitely not winning, but maybe even making it there again and possibly winning. I think there's better teams. That's not the talks here. But I think now if the Bulls are smart, they can take what they have learned. We got a good core here. And if we can just fix some of these minor problems here, you know, during the offseason, you know, I'm not sure what the free agency holds. Maybe they can pick someone else up in there. But I'm in a like middle slot where it's like, I'm glad this Bulls season is over, but I'm also excited to see what we can have happen next year.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do with Zach LaVine and the max contract. It'll be interesting to see what they do with Lonzo Ball and what's going to be a really tough rehab for him. And like you said, they walked into the buzzsaw that is the defending NBA champions, who are going to have a tough time in their next series against Boston. But, Paulie, you know, you're somebody who sees a lot of the Milwaukee, Wisconsin perspective in your neck of the woods, and then obviously covering Chicago sports here at the station. Your thoughts of what was a really kind of just a bummer. I don't know any other word to put it, of a series. We'll break down kind of the stats as we go on, but your initial thoughts of the Bulls season ending the way it did against the defending NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks.
It was just an unfortunate draw that they got the defending champion Bucks for the first round, but it's a top-heavy East. I think no matter who they would have gotten, whether it was the Celtics, the Heat, or whomever, it would have been a tough draw no matter what. But getting a team like the Bucks, and I don't want to throw around the term loosely of an all-time team, but let's face it, this team has won a championship, could win another championship, and probably should have won a championship the year they lost to the eventual champion Toronto Raptors. The Bucks are a really good team right now. And the Bulls' record against some of the greatest teams in the league right now was, what, 1-17, 1-16? They just couldn't compete with the upper echelon talent in this league. Now, they're a great team. I don't want to take anything away from them. It's the first time probably in my life I've watched a team that I like get eliminated from the playoffs and felt good. I felt really good about it. They lost to a team that was way better than them, a team that I didn't even expect the Bulls to win a game off of, yet they were able to do that. It's a good learning curve for certain younger players, especially like Ayo Dosunmu, which we can't wait to see what he's going to do with his career and what he means to this team going forward. But at the same time, there's a lot of question marks with the team. Sure, teams win championships and not individual players. And this is a great team. They had a lot of depth, even with some of the injuries that were holding them back. they still had one of the greater teams in the NBA, just not good enough to compete with the teams that are better than them. They go back to the drawing board. Do they, and this is for me, you have depth. Do you build around the team that you've got, or are significant changes coming? Does Vucevic fit into Billy Donovan's offense? You know, is that the type of five that they want? Because they have trade value in a guy like that. Is DeMar DeRozan really the type of guy that's going to take control of a game? Because I didn't see that in this past series. I saw Alex Caruso do the dirty work for them, but that's not really a guy that you can build a team around. You know, and then where does Lonzo Ball fit in the long run, who had the injuries? Where does Ayo Dosunmu fit in the long run? You know, where does Williams fall in? Where does, you know, are they going to get another big man? A lot of question marks in this offseason. And I think the Bulls really need to address those, because I think this team where it stands right now is always going to be limited and never going to be good enough to win the Eastern Conference or the NBA Finals.
You bring up a lot of good points, Paulie Dangerous. I want to get into some of those. I want to remind everybody, let us know your thoughts on how this Bulls season ended, the entire season, your thoughts on DeMar's MVP-like season, especially the first half of this NBA season. We're on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. It's Devin Single, Paul Shivari, Dan Marver, and myself, Mike Mercado. We're putting the Bulls season to rest. They lose 4-1 to the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bulls going into an offseason, and we were talking about it, where Lonzo Ball is going to have this surgery. We're going to find out what's going to happen with Zach LaVine and his knee, and what's going to happen with his max contract extension. I want to talk about all that in just a second, just to give you some numbers of why this team struggled. And we saw it right after those first two games in Milwaukee. They came back to Chicago. What did Milwaukee do? They bulldozed themselves into the paint, especially with Giannis. They answered with Chris Middleton being hurt, with Bobby Portis and Grayson Allen hitting huge threes. This Bulls team did not do that. And you could see it in this scorecard through all these games. Just to give you an idea of how bad it got for Chicago. 86-93, you lose game one. You win game two, 114-110, with DeMar DeRozan having to score 41 points. He didn't do anything close to that the rest of the series. You lose 111-81, 119-95, and then you put up 100 points after giving up 116. Devin mentioned defense. It's also size. It's also Nikola Vucevic throwing up as many three-pointers as he did. And it's because of necessity that he had to throw up 42 of them, only hitting 13. DeMar throwing up 9, hitting none. Seeing Zach LaVine labor out there, struggling. And it's going to be something that I think we need to talk about here on the Sports Cubicle. Zach LaVine is going to get the max contract. He has earned that by every meaning of that word. He's earned it in the NBA, a max deal. The question is, how does it affect this Bulls team? What can they do with having a max deal like Zach LaVine? This is actually from Anoli Gagnon NBA. Chicago was 38-21 before the All-Star break and 8-15 after it. Determining the true potential of the team will be the task of the front office moving forward. But regardless, their number one offseason priority will be to re-sign Zach LaVine, who they can offer a very lucrative deal. So here are some of the details, and I want to run it by you guys because this is going to be what all of Chicago is going to be looking to next offseason. Zach LaVine, if he stays in Chicago, can make a 5-year, $212 million deal. Now, Nikola Vucevic is eligible for a max contract on 4 years, $118 million. Let me ask you guys this. He's earned it. He's a great player. But you've seen the disparity. Would you give Zach LaVine the max contract if you were the Chicago Bulls, knowing full well another NBA team is going to do it? I'll start with you, Paulie.
I guess it all depends on, can you get a better player than Zach LaVine? And if you can't, you have to go after him. And truly, I don't think the trio of Vucevic, DeRozan, and LaVine is enough to win a championship.
I agree.
So I think you have to part ways with one of your stars at some point, not to throw money at one of them, just keep them around. So that's the question, is if you can get a better guy than LaVine, you go after that guy. If you can't, then you ride with LaVine.
They're in a place where there's not many other options to turn to. Devin, you hear this, you see what the potential of the Bulls is going to be moving forward when it comes to their roster, their salary cap, and just some of the other obstacles that they're going to have to overcome to see if they can make a real move for a championship run next season. Would you give Zach LaVine the money, the big deal, to be the foundation? Can he be the best player on a championship team? Or are you still in search to find that true number one?
Well, the issue is here. I wish I could give you a yes or no right off the bat, Mercado, but we got to take a look at things. Like, you know, Zach LaVine, he's had some health concerns here. And it goes back to what Paul's saying. Is there a better player? He is 27, so he's still on the younger side here. But, you know, if we give out that max contract, he's a bull until they can trade him or until his career is done at that rate here. And it definitely shows. It's like Zach LaVine might be the best player now, but down the road, will he be? If we're still throwing all this money at him here. And again, you bring it up. You know, some other team's going to definitely offer him this contract here. I'd love to see Zach LaVine stay on the team, but if we're going to look at if this is a short term where we want to, you know, win the championship within the next 3 to 4 years, absolutely give it to him. And then we're just going to have to suffer for it down the road. But if we're looking at the long-term picture here, then maybe it might be like we offer him a smaller contract and just hope like, hell, he's got that sort of, you know, like this is the team I want to play for the time being here. You know, and Zach LaVine, as I've said, you know, last year, I did not think Zach LaVine was the guy here. Boy, Josh Buchalter's laughing at me because I'm eating those words right now as he totally tore me into him for saying that at the beginning of the season. So it's definitely one of those things we just got to see here. It's like, is this the short-term goal? If we're going for the short-term goal, we want to win this the NBA championship ASAP, give him that money and, you know, suffer for this down the road here. But if we're looking for a long-term franchise goal, it might be best to be like, let's throw a smaller option his way and see what happens. But again, you bring it up, Mercado. Who are these, you know, big free agents that are really going to be available going into the offseason this year? I can't think of any.
And just like the Chicago Bulls construction going on, just like the Chicago Bears construction going on outside of Devin Tingo's home studio, you got to figure it out. You got to have the proper pieces, the proper equipment. And here's the thing about the Bulls. They're going to need DeMar to do one thing this offseason beyond getting healthy. He's got to hit his threes. He's got to be in a position where that's what he works on this offseason. He's mirrored his game. His favorite player is Kobe Bryant. At the end of Kobe's career, what did Kobe learn how to do? Shoot the three. I'm not asking you to be a three-point contest winner. You just need to hit a couple of open ones. Patrick Williams cannot go an entire game when he's a starter with no rebounds. I like seeing his offensive jump throughout the series. But if you're the number four pick, if you are looked at to be a real piece, if this Bulls team wants to be legit and he's a part of it, he needs to take a new step. He needs to get aggressive. He needs to see that potential grow on another level. Zach LaVine is a young man in an old man's body, but he's earned his contract. And he will be if you believe in him, if you think that you are close, you got to pay him the money. But this is where it gets interesting. This is a front office that we've seen has been aggressive. This is a front office that we know can get creative. It's showtime now. They have the 18th overall pick in the draft. They have some expiring contracts coming up next year. They do have some stars here. You got to make a decision about Kobe and Ayo. You got to see what long-term is happening with Lonzo. But if you can't go get Joker because he signs an extension with Denver, can you go get DeAndre Ayton? What can you do to get Donovan Mitchell? This is your time now. And you have to strike now. Because just like it happened in the NL and AL Central over the years, you got to strike when the division is open for you. Cleveland is coming. Detroit is coming. You need to strike while the iron's hot. It was a nice season. It was a successful season that ended in a whimper because of concussions and COVID and injuries. But now it's time to take the next step and to be ready for next year. Because we've seen, even having as much talent as you have, things still need to go right for you. Look at Brooklyn. But I do think if you're a Bulls fan, this is promising times. This is very promising times. But you can't be afraid to fail. You got to go for it. So as we wrap up these thoughts, we're going to talk to Dan Marver about this a little later. But your final thoughts, I'll go with you, Paulie. A fun season, lots of ups, lots of downs. DeMar's MVP crazy run to start the season. But, you know, putting the 21-22 Chicago Bulls to rest, your thoughts, your final thoughts.
The highlight of the season for me was the New Year's heave and the New Year's tray by DeMar DeRozan, two buzzer beaters. Those were great moments. I was happy to see the Bulls make the playoffs this year because I think after the malaise of the Gar Pax years and the Derrick Rose years, it was nice to see a playoff caliber team, and especially one that was kind of gritty and very Bulls-like. I don't know how to describe that any further, but very, a very good quality Chicago Bulls team. You know, the likes of, Horace Grant and Andres Nocioni should be proud that they wore the Bulls uniform with a team like this. Just gritty ball players all around.
Shout out Kirk Heinrich.
Yeah, Kirk Heinrich. You know, the list goes on.
Oh, yeah.
The Bulls have had many players like that. And I think this team was a great team to watch. They had our hopes up. You know, I think at one point earlier in the year, we were talking maybe an NBA Finals appearance. But I think once the writing was on the wall and we saw what this team truly was. And of course, just unfortunate injuries to Lonzo Ball and Caruso missing that chunk of the season after what Grayson Allen did to him earlier in the year. You know, you knew that there was a little bit of a compromise there, but I was happy with this team. I think they finished exactly where they should have. And I think now's the time to go back to the drawing board and help improve upon it. They have a nice core in place and have a good coach and a great general manager that could really get this team going forward to hopefully get that seventh championship somewhere soon down the road.
Shout out also to Lou Aldinga, Joakim Noah. Devin Tingle, your final thoughts on the resurrection of the Chicago Bulls ends now, but maybe we get to see the rise of what we have been talking about. And Paulie just mentioned championship number 7. Your thoughts of the end of the 2021-2022 Chicago Bulls.
I mean, for a team that was really not, no one expected them to do anything, can I really be this disappointed that they made it to the playoffs only to get smoked? Yes and no. I mean, definitely, you know, they proved it was the beginning of the season was a whole lot of fun where they had the best record. They were untouchable. I'm with Paul. DeRozan's 2 buzzer beaters are still my favorite moment of the entire season. But again, it is like I told you, as I said at the beginning of the show, I'm glad the season's over and I'm excited for what we can see next year. But as we've learned from most teams in Chicago here, they can have all the potential in the world for the next season and then only win like 30 games a season after that.
And my favorite moment of this Bull season, the Bulls are cool again. The Bulls are relevant again. And when the Bulls are relevant, that is good for the NBA. Let us know your thoughts. How did you enjoy this NBA season for the Chicago Bulls, their run this NBA season? Do you think they're closer to the NBA Finals? What is it going to take for this team to take the next step? We're on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. We got a lot to get to on this edition of the Sports Cubicle. We got to talk White Sox. We got to talk draft. We got to talk Cubs. It's Devin Tingle. It's Paul Shivari. It's the marvelous Dan Marver. I'm Mike Mercado.
Only the Bulls. Only the Chicago Bulls.
Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.